That's too bad. In fact, that's very bad. Is the new capital far off? It's on Orsha 2, 20 parsecs off. Your map will direct you. How old is it? 150 years. That old? The old man sighed. History has been crowded since. Do you know any of it? Mallow shook his head slowly. Barr said, "You're fortunate. It has been an evil time for the provinces, but for the reign of Stannel the Sixth, and he died 50 years ago. Since that time, rebellion and ruin. Ruin and rebellion." Barr wondered if he were growing garrulous. It was a lonely life out here, and he had so little chance to talk to men. Mallow said with sudden sharpness, "Ruin, huh? You sound as if the province were impoverished." "Perhaps not on an absolute scale. The physical resources of 25 first-rank planets take a long time to use up. Compared to the wealth of the last century, though, we have gone a long way downhill. And there is no sign of turning. Not yet." "Why are you so interested in all this, young man? You are all alive, and your eyes shine." The trader came near enough to blushing, as the faded eyes seemed to look too deep into his and smile at what they saw. He said, "Now look here. I'm a trader out there, out toward the rim of the galaxy. I've located some old maps, and I'm out to open new markets. Naturally, talk of impoverished provinces disturbs me. You can't get money out of a world unless money's there to be got. Now, how's Suenna, for instance?" The old man leaned forward. "I cannot say. It will do even yet, perhaps. But you, a trader? You look more like a fighting man. You hold your hand near your gun and there is a scar on your jawbone." Mallow jerked his head. "There isn't much law out there where I come from. Fighting and scars are part of a trader's overhead. But fighting is only useful when there's money at the end, and if I can get it without, so much the sweeter.